From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pacific Northwest cherry harvest is underway, but the end of May brought cool and unsettled weather, which delayed the first pick for many growers. Northwest Cherry Growers reports similar weather patterns have largely continued as harvest slowly spreads in other Northwest locations. Atypical storm fronts and lower daytime temperatures have caused growers to delay picking in order to allow their fruit to reach optimal maturity before harvest. A court has ordered USDA and the Biden administration not to move forward with preferential payments to farmers of color. Wisconsin U.S. District Court Judge William Griesbach issued a temporary restraining order preventing USDA from forgiving any farm loans or paying 20% of those loans back to the farmers until the court rules on a request for an injunction. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is representing farmers from 9 states, saying the Biden administration's plan discriminates against white farmers. With big growth in berry output but declines in stone fruit, there have been substantial changes in summer fruit production in California in the 10 years from 2010 to 2020. USDA shipment data shows some commodities have expanded significantly, while others declined. Fruit volume data shows the biggest gains were seen in kiwi at 500% and blueberries at 175%. Apricots, plums, and apples saw the greatest decline at 78%, 74%, and 72%, respectively. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.